Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates would dance in great devotion, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and various beautiful songs about Krishna in Vrindavan. Throughout the entire day and the most auspicious celebration of Sri Rati Yatra. After this wonderful festival of chanting, dancing and feasting, Lord Chaitanya would every year bring his devotees to this place. It is called Indrajimana Sarovar. The devotees would become so much intoxicated, chanting and dancing throughout the day, that when they came here in the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were naturally in very playful mood. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes what type of beautiful pastimes would take place here. All the devotees would very happily enter into the cooling, refreshing, purifying waters of Sri Indrajimana Sarovar after dancing under the sun all day long. This lake was named after Maharaj Indrajimana. And Maharaj Indrajimana was the king that originally installed Lord Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra in Neelachal many, many ages ago. But he incarnated within this age of Kali in order to participate in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as Maharaj Prataparudra. The devotees would come into Indrajimana Sarovar, into the cooling, soothing, refreshing waters. Lord Chaitanya would personally throw water on each devotee. In English it is called splash. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally splash each devotee. The devotees formed a circle around Lord Chaitanya, and with great love and devotion, they all began to throw water on him. Then, each two devotees would start having splash fights. It was very wonderful. Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu challenged each other to see who could throw more water of love on the other. Nityananda Prabhu defeated Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya, in retaliation, in great affection for Nityananda Prabhu, he began to shout bad names upon him. Similarly, Murari Gupta was splashing against Vasudev Dutt. Swarupamudaya Goswami was splashing with Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Srivas Pandit was splashing with Gadadhar Pandit. Raghava Pandit was splashing with Brakreshwara Pandit. But the most wonderful, astonishing of all these duels was that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very enthusiastically having splash fights with Srila Ramananda Rai. Lord Chaitanya was watching all of these different pairs of devotees fighting each other with splashing of water, and he was enjoying very immensely the great fun. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai completely lost all their gravity and began playing like children, splashing water on each other. Lord Chaitanya spoke to Gopinath Acharya, the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He said, Gopinath, tell Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai to stop behaving like playful children. They are supposed to be very great scholars and very grave and sober personalities. They have lost all of their gravity. They are behaving like child. Gopinath Acharya smiled and said, that is because one drop from the ocean of your mercy has come upon their lives and is expanding endlessly. One drop of your mercy can completely inundate Mount Sumeru and the largest, greatest of all Himalayan mountains. What are these two small hills, Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, compared to Mount Sumeru? Your mercy has flooded them with love of God. Logic is like a dry oil cake where all the oil has been extracted from it. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya passed his entire life eating these dry cakes of mundane logic and philosophy. But by your causeless mercy, now he is drinking the ambrosial nectar of the sweet pastimes of Krishna. This is the glory of your mercy, my Lord. Gopinath Acharya considered the playful spirit of these two most honorable, respected, revered scholars in all the world, playing like little children, splashing water and laughing. He considered that the sign of the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is inundating the whole world through the congregational chanting of the holy name. Sometimes here at Indrajumana Svarvaya, the devotees would go in circles and splash all of each other. Sometimes one big circle, sometimes little circles. Sometimes they would play cymbals, karatals. Other times, they would imitate frogs. They would jump like frogs. And most of all, they would make the sounds of singing frogs. Does anyone know how frogs sound? Let me hear all of you try. We have no frogs in our congregation. But I am a frog. Anyways, they would make all these sounds. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Advaitacharya to assume his form of Shesha. Advaitacharya lay down in the water and began to float. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laid on top of Advaitacharya. In this way he displayed his pastime of Sheshashayi Vishnu. Sheshashayi means Krishna's laying on Shesha. Lord Chaitanya was laying on Advaitacharya and they floated all around the entire Indrajumalas Ravar, this wonderful pastime, as all the devotees ecstatically were celebrating this beautiful darshan of Shesha Shayin Vishnu, Lord Chaitanya laying on the body of Advaita Acharya, who was floating throughout the lake. Sri Indrajumala Sarovar Ki Jai! After spending many wonderful, wonderful moments performing their loving pastimes in Indrajumala Sarovar, then Lord Chaitanya would go to Aitota. That is where we have just come from, Aitota. The garden next to Gundicha Mandir. There he and his devotees would take prasad. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai!